It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already December. Thanksgiving has come and gone. Big shout out to my running friends for running at Northeast Delta Dental on Thanksgiving Day. Also want to thank Mike Ramshaw of the Fisher Cats for allowing us to use Delta Dental Stadium as well for the arthritis run, which occurred on November 21st. And the Grand State Baseball Dinner on November 21st also went really well. But here we are in December. We've already had snow, but people are still needing to go to the dentist. And with me this weekend is Krista Keddie, one of our RDHs at Northeast Delta Dental, who organizes and does a lot of work for our famous program called HOW, or Health or Oral Wellness, and our official title is Oral Health and Wellness Solution Specialist. That's a mouthful. So, Krista, welcome again for joining me this on a weekend radio show. I know you're tied up doing a lot of things, so thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I was looking back, Tom, at all of the radio shows we've done together. This is my fifth radio show with you.
Yes, it's in the fifth show, and just so you know, particularly now, I'm having probably close to 13 years of radio shows, so the longest running radio show on the pulse. So part of that is because of the great guests like you. So tell us your background as a registered dental hygienist, and why you. I've heard you speak many times in front of groups, both dental groups as well as what we call purchaser or sort of regular consumer groups, and you're always so passionate for good oral health. So as a little girl, is this something you thought you'd always get into, or how did this all transpire?
Well, I do have to say, in kindergarten, my first experience with oral health was dressing up as the tooth fairy for Halloween. Oh. So it started in kindergarten, but here I am several years later, and I'm still in love with oral health. I think for me, I love education, and I also love oral health. So for me, when I worked in private practice, I, of course, educated patients on their oral health, and now I'm able to take that even a step further and help dental offices continue to educate their patients on oral health, along with going to employer groups who have Northeast Delta Dental as their dental benefit company, us, and educate them on the importance of visiting the dental office.
So, and you do an amazing job with those stakeholders, and I think the way you described it is perfect. It's both educating the dental office team, but also the employees of the employer. And I think knowing your audience the way I've seen you explain things makes it so. I don't know, just so I want to go to the dentist after I listen to you. Now, you also have two toddlers of your own, right?
I do.
So do they share the love for the dentist? Did they inherit that from mom?
I hope so. They both like brushing their teeth right now. They're 2.5 and they're 1. And my 2.5-year-old, I was a little late bringing him to the dentist, but because of COVID, we had our visit delayed. But he finally went, and he had a successful first visit. We should have brought him closer to the age of 1 or by the first time the tooth erupted, but we brought him closer to 2.5. So I was really excited to have him have a successful first
visit. Let's pause there for a moment, because, when I was brought up, certainly, but even when I was bringing up my own kids, they used the rule of thumb was like age 4. And, of course, we've now just exactly what you said, dentist by age 1 or when the first tooth erupts. And so that's been around probably for 10, 15 years. But the science is out there would suggest that. And that's part of, I'm assuming that's one of the things you educate groups on, is the fact that you definitely want to make sure moms and dads bring their toddler into the dentist, by age 1. And one of the programs that we have with Tufts Freedom is, dentist by 1, emphasizing that point. So thank you for bringing that up. And but I'm just coughing there a little bit because, I know it was delayed because of COVID, but you were self-reporting age two, whatever. So
yeah, course. No, and it goes back to education. You know, are we really trying to do a full prophylaxis teeth cleaning at age one or even earlier? Not necessarily. It's really just about getting the child used to visiting the dentist, getting them in a routine, educating them along with the parents. What should you be doing at home? Doing maybe a risk assessment, which is our topic today, talking about a risk assessment, completing a risk assessment for the child, so that way the dental provider can really individualize the care and the instructions that they're giving the parent and the child to complete at home.
I think that's critical. A critical point is that, you know, a dentist and hygienist, a dental assistant, they all can do all the right stuff, but if in between visits, you know, the child or the adult isn't, you know, brushing and flossing, then a lot of that work goes all away. And so I think that's, you know, a great point that you made. And you're right that sometimes we as adults need to model that behavior, which I know, like, in the we had to put a pause on the program at the Northeast Delta Dental this year in terms of kids earning tickets to the Fisher Cats game. But one of the things I've been told by a lot of the parents when their child demonstrated the brushing and flossing in between visit and then earned the tickets, that actually sort of prompted the mom and dad to also get, you know, her or his act together. So it's kind of a joint, you know, family effort. So let's talk about risk assessment. So just to kind of level set the audience. So I think by now everybody in the community knows we have this literally nationally acclaimed program called Health Rural Wellness, or HOW. And it is powered by software called Previsor, which is a software company that Northeast Delta Dental owns. And based on the score that you get when you go in for the cleaning, you're entitled to enhanced benefits. So that's kind of an overview, and 99% of our customers, you know, have the program. So why don't you, I mean, risk assessment is a broad term, so why don't you take your time and explain, you know, what a risk assessment is and who uses risk assessments?
Yeah, you know, like I've mentioned, I've been on the radio show several times with you, and I know you often talk about our HOW program or the Health Rural Wellness program, but I really wanted to break down risk assessments in a little bit more detail today, because what I found out over these last several years of using a risk assessment myself and then educating on risk assessments is that risk assessments are truly everywhere. Everybody is using them, whether we know they're being used or not. Now, I have to say, dental offices always inform their patients that they're doing a risk assessment, but maybe other companies are not informing us. So before we even get into that, I just want to talk about what a risk assessment is. Really, a risk assessment is trying to measure something, simple terms. And the real definition is a systematic process of evaluating potential risks that may be involved in a projected activity or undertaking. So we're identifying risks to hopefully create a positive result in the future. And to talk about, you know, we talked about kids, and this is a perfect story to go right into that. Risk assessments tend to be ingrained in us at such a young age. We're always evaluating risks. So my son is 2.5. He often leaves his water bottle tipped over somewhere on the floor. And more recently, it was on our kitchen floor. So it tipped over. It created a puddle. So he wanted to just walk right through the puddle. But I had to explain to him, we're not walking right through the puddle because the floor is going to be slippery underneath. We want to walk around the puddle, get the paper towel or dishcloth, wipe up the puddle, let it dry before we walk through it. So hopefully that learned behavior, he'll know now that walking through the puddle, he could possibly slip, he could possibly fall. Instead, we want to walk around the puddle. And then he'll carry that through the rest of his life. And in some way, now every time he sees a puddle on a floor that's going to be slippery, like our kitchen floor, he will calculate that risk so he will hopefully not fall and have a better, more positive outcome in cleaning up the water around us.
Wow, that's the best explanation of a risk assessment for a toddler. I got to bring that one home for my granddaughter, who likes to make little messes too.
Even take that further, we know that now several businesses and companies are using risk assessments. insurance companies like ourselves at Northeast Delta Dental are using them. Automotive car insurance companies are using them, maybe unbeknownst to us. We don't know that they're using them on us, but they are. They're looking at our record. They're seeing, you know, is this person who we want to insure, do they need a higher premium because they are a riskier driver and could have more negative outcomes on the road that could cost us more money? So all of these companies, like ourselves or like a car insurance, a home insurance company, a life insurance company, are all using risk assessments. Another personal example for me is finance. Financial companies are using risk assessments. Right now, my husband and I are refinancing our home mortgage. Interest rates are great right now. The home mortgage company is looking at us and calculating a risk assessment behind the scenes to say, is this couple a good fit for our company based on what their risk factors are? Are they good at making payments on time? What are their credit scores like? All of these things are in calculation to giving us, one, our interest rate, and then two, if they want us as a customer.
Got it. So how about if you now sort of bring it back home and in the couple of minutes we have before the commercial break, tell us from a generic definition of, well, let's say, the dental risk assessment.
Oh, you've opened the key to my heart, the dental risk assessment. That's why I'm here today. The dental risk assessment is taking into consideration measuring something. So just like all these other companies, or my son is measuring their risk for a positive outcome, we want the end result to be positive. That's what the dental risk is going to be doing. So what we're looking at doing a dental risk assessment is we want to determine the likelihood of the patient developing oral disease. Specifically, we look at periodontal disease or gum disease, tooth decay, and or oral cancer. So you either have the existing condition of one of those things or you don't have it. And then based on your risk factors, outweighing your protective factors, we are going to determine your risk for the disease happening in the future or becoming worse in the future if you already have it. So maybe when we return from the commercial break, Tom, we can talk about the seesaw that I love to explain about risk factors and protective factors.
I would love to hear the seesaw because I've been told that's worth a show in itself. So we will return with Krista Ketta, one of our wonderful RDHs at Northeast Delta Dental, who does a terrific job representing Northeast Delta Dental and the HOW program on behalf of Northeast Delta Dental and actually on behalf of the Delta Dental System. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Krista Ketty, a registered dental hygienist who works with me at Northeast Delta Dental for several years and has just really been instrumental in coordinating the growth of our Health World Wellness Program. Just want to give a shout-out before we get into today's topic, which is risk assessment, and we've really kind of started with a broad definition, and now we focused in on dental. I just want to give a big shout-out to Leslie Nolan, who joined me last weekend talking about the Canterbury Shaker Village, and she's pretty new there. She started just as the COVID hit. And the relevance to today's show, and you may not have known this, Krista, but the Shakers at Shaker Village had one of the first dental chairs in all of New Hampshire.
I did not know that.
So when I first moved here in 95 and got involved with Shaker Village, that was my sort of introduction, and I actually saw the chair. So people don't really necessarily realize this, but the Shakers were really innovative in many areas of quality, gender balance, a lot of innovation stuff, but also on
dental. Is
the
chair there on display? Can we go see it?
I think it's still there. The buildings are closed because of COVID, but when they reopen, it's, you know, I know the chair is there for sure. So let's You took us did a nice progression of the risk assessment. You know that it basically it applies to everything. You know, all types of insurance, all types of things in life, and then we kind of drilled down into the dental risk assessment. And you were going to start talking about the seesaw effect, and then we can start getting into, you know, what we call CAMRA, which is the caries management by risk assessment, and then maybe, you know, segue a little bit into Previsor and how. So take it away, Krista.
Okay. The seesaw, my favorite way to explain a risk assessment, especially to patients. So if we have a seesaw, we know there's a ball in the middle, and then there's, you know, one person goes on one side, the other person goes on the other side, and the seesaw goes up and down. So if we put on one side of the seesaw the dental risk factors, and then we put on the other side of the seesaw the protective factors, what we really want is we want the seesaw to go boom and land heavily on the protective factors and have the risk factors be high up in the air. What that means is that our protective factors, what we're doing to protect our teeth and our gums and our oral health from disease, the protective factors are outweighing the risk factors. So when we look at a risk assessment, we're really looking for that balance or for more protective factors to be present. Now, if there's more risk factors that are present, such as we're drinking sugary beverages throughout the day, we're not brushing and flossing, we're not doing our due diligence at going to our dental office at their recommended frequency, those risk factors are going to start to outweigh the protective factors. And that cues us in, as dental professionals, to talk to the patients about how we can more so weigh in on the protective factors and what the patients can be doing to really create positive outcomes in the future.
Great explanation. Now let's hone in a little bit on your favorite risk assessment, which is...
My favorite risk assessment. So I have to say, in private practice, I started with CAMRA, which is caries management by risk assessment. And the caries management by risk assessment, better known as CAMRA for short, is really a caries risk assessment and was the first in its class. Now, since CAMRA came out, well over 10 years ago now, definitely, there are several other risk assessments out there. So the American Dental Association has a caries risk assessment. But why Previsor is my favorite, above
Alrighty.
And beyond working with Northeast Delta Dental with Previsor, is that Previsor takes into consideration all of these risk assessments that are out there, combines them into one risk assessment, and also adds risk assessments for not only tooth decay, but also for periodontal disease and for oral cancer, and puts them all in one place.
And it's paperless. Please
yes.
tell people that.
Yes, it's my favorite. It's online. It's an electronic risk assessment. And what I also love is that it calculates the risk assessment automatically for the dental professional and for the patient. So with CAMRA, it was up to me to calculate the risk assessment. So that creates a little bit of bias, I think, in calculating a score for a patient. But with Previsor, you as the dental professional, along with you as the patient, are sitting side by side, entering the information into Previsor together, and you get a score right back at you. So it's neither one of you that are kind of trying to alter that score one way or the other. It's Previsor is going to shoot you straight with what you got for a score.
And when I talk to hygienists and dentists, one of the things they say is sometimes, you know, they could tell their patients that before, but that old expression, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words or whatever, that together they can, look at the printout or and see the score, and it just makes a real impact, you know, on the patient to help them, you know, help the dentist or hygienist with the with the education. So I'm glad to hear your excitement in your voice. And of course, when we started, CAMRA, which as you mentioned stands for caries management by risk assessment, That, you mean, there was paper everywhere, but with the provisor systematizing it, it's magical. And, you know, without getting too, I don't want to be as, you know, emotional as you on this topic, but like when I go in and get my, you know, the first time I went in there after we established Health World Wellness, which again is powered by a provisor, and my score is a 3 in self-reporting. So I'm entitled to the enhanced benefits, you know, the third and fourth cleaning, the adult fluoride varnish. But it happened like magic. It was like, okay, you know, they scheduled me for my third cleaning in that calendar year. Before I left, they applied the fluoride varnish. And it was like totally seamless, just like all the speeches I used to make on it. But to actually see it in live action, it was just amazing. So I can see why, you know, the hygienist, I know your colleague Leanne Haney, who is one of your partners in getting the word out on this. I mean, she says the same thing. I mean, to have this tool, it makes it so much easier for the hygienist and dentist to convince you that, you know, you need these enhanced benefits.
Exactly. And I think the picture's worth 1,000 words, like you mentioned, and then the score can really relate to us. So on top of you getting additional preventive benefits if you are shown to be at risk through our HOW program, the score really relates. So 1 is a very low-risk score, 5 is a very high-risk score, and then, of course, you have 2, 3, and 4 in between all of that. So if we look at the grading system, throughout our whole lives, really starting in the kindergarten classes, we start to be graded on our work and what we're doing, our efforts. So we understand that an A+ is good and an F is bad from a very young age. So now we can relate a score to that. We can say 1 is very good, 5 we need to make improvement. And us, even as adults, can really relate to that. You know, so much is happening during a dental visit, whether it's a 15-minute visit, a 90-minute visit, or even a longer visit. So if we can just grasp all of the information that's put into that visit and relay it to the patient in one simple score, patients understand that. It's direct, it's to the point. And then we can say, based on this score, here are my recommendations for you. And it really helps us to show the patient and helps us to individualize the care that we're providing, making sure that our recommendations are based on what the patient needs.
And it's a beautiful circle because 99% of our subscribers, Northeast Delta Dental subscribers, if you get a 3, 4, or 5 and you're entitled to the enhanced benefits, which Delta Dental will pay for. And then we know, because now we have a plethora of longitudinal data, when we were using Northeast Delta Dental as an employer as well as one of our larger groups in a sort of pilot, that over the long run, even though obviously we're doing more cleanings and more fluoride varnishes and preventative-based enhanced benefits, that obviously that you're paying out more in that perspective, but over the long run, we're saving a lot more on the major restorative. So it's like better oral health for the employees. In the long run, it's at least cost neutral, if not saving the employer money. And it's better oral health all around, you know. And so it's just so exciting. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that. Obviously, we want your score to improve, but just so you're clear, I mean, if you do get a score of a 3, 4, or 5, and we're getting the third and fourth cleanings, and then over time, the next time your hygienist, you know, does the risk assessment, and now you've become a 2, you're still entitled to the enhanced benefits if, in the judgment of the professional, you still need those cleanings. So there'll never be a situation where the enhanced benefit will be, taken away.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It just goes to show where the health industry and the dental industry is going. We don't want to just treat the disease and then say, okay, see you later. We want to treat the disease and then make sure you never get the disease again. So continuing to have those preventive benefits, even if you've been shown to be at risk in the past, is going to prevent you from getting back to that higher risk category. We want you to stay at low risk. We want
exactly.
you to keep getting the preventive benefit.
And just to show you, I mean, this is a real life story. I will not name the person, but so during COVID and early parts of COVID, some people were reluctant to go back to the dentist. And by the way, it's our statistics, and Krista knows this, but mm-hmm. we're basically our claims in July, August, September, and October were about the same as they were in 2019. So we're fortunate that there's not a New Hampshire is safe, Maine and Vermont. And people are flocking back to the dentist. But there were a few people that were reluctant to go, and one particular patient told me that her score, which had, improved from, 4 to, 1 or something, had spiked back up to 4 because she hadn't gone in, 6 months, and so now is mm-hmm. back in the regimen, is coming down. So the whole point is get the risk assessment. I encourage you to, listen to your hygienist and dentist. So we only have about a minute left. Tell us, so just real quickly, Krista, sometimes this is done so seamlessly in the dental office, but how will you know if a risk assessment is being completed for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I want patients to take control of their oral health. I want them to ask their dental professional to do a risk assessment. And you may not know that they're doing the risk assessment because all of the answers to these questions that are being inputted in Previsor are really part of their normal visit that they're completing for you. They're part of all the exams and the questions that are asked on your medical history. So I really want to empower the patient to ask for the risk assessment, and I wouldn't be surprised if your dental office isn't telling you that they're doing one for you. I wouldn't be surprised if they've already done it, and maybe you just didn't know. So empower patients to ask for risk assessments.
Perfect.
My big takeaway for today.
And as you know, over these past several years, we've made a great effort to educate employers that their employees have this benefit, and because of your work and Leanne's work, we've educated the dental offices to make sure that they know that their Delta Dental subscribers have their benefit. And of course, we want the dental office to use Previsor even on non-Delta clients, but at least with Delta Dental clients, the enhanced benefits will be paid for. So let's say this together. Cheers to a healthy smile that you feel confident wearing. With or without
a
mask.
With or without a mask.
You got it, because you can see.
Smiles can still be seen through a mask.
You got it. Krista, thank you for joining me this week, and I know you're busy, and thank you for continuing to do such a great job for Northeast Delta Dental, and have fun with the children during the holiday season.
Thank you, Tom. See you around.
All right.